Have you ever felt like you're searching for a place to belong, only to discover that the home you've been seeking has been within you all along? This is the powerful message at the heart of Welcome Home. The journey begins with a profound realization. The biggest mistake we make is that we build our homes in other people. When you build your home in other people, you give them the power to make you homeless. This insight has sparked a movement across social media, offering solace to millions who feel disconnected from themselves. The book bridges Eastern and Western perspectives on self-love and healing, providing universal wisdom that transcends cultural boundaries, while acknowledging the unique challenges of navigating multiple identities. We often build our homes in other people, seeking external validation instead of internal stability. That 8-year-old within you who sat alone wondering, "Why can't I have that?" wasn't longing for things, but for love and belonging, a wound that shapes beliefs about deserving connection. Home is where your soul belongs, where you're loved for your authentic self unconditionally. The key shift happens when you transform "Why can't I have that?" into "Why don't I have that?" moving from impossibility to discovery and opening the path home. Like a physical house needs a solid foundation, your internal home must be built on self-acceptance and self-awareness. Without this foundation, you'll constantly seek stability from others. Many mistake shallow self-acceptance, conforming to others' expectations, for true self-acceptance, silencing their authentic voice to meet cultural or religious expectations. To find your authentic self, try this. First, list how you introduce yourself in different contexts. Then, examine who you are without each label. Finally, feel your core self detached from all labels. This reveals that self-awareness paired with self-acceptance creates your only guaranteed permanent residence. Self-love isn't just a buzzword. It's a daily mindful practice tailored to your unique needs, like an individualized meal plan. The goal is making it an integral part of everyday life rather than an occasional luxury. Imagine creating a protective bubble around yourself, establishing boundaries between your empathy and others' emotions. Rather than absorbing others' feelings automatically, pause to question, is this emotion mine to carry? Am I being asked to? Do I have the energy and desire to do so? Compassion flows in 3 essential directions: toward the world, toward ourselves, and from others. Your inner space requires boundaries. Be selective about who you welcome, choosing those who display genuine empathy and a desire to help, those who feel with you rather than for you. Welcome yourself first. You're the host of your own space. The people worthy of your trust are those who listen without judgment, who say, "It must be so hard," rather than, "How did you not see this coming?" Welcome those who amplify your voice when it feels faint and who practice true empathy rather than pity. Boundaries aren't about controlling others, but protecting your own value. You build them around yourself, not in reaction to others, like declaring the worth of precious jewels rather than defending against thieves. Like a precious gem, your value remains constant, but the wrong people may not recognize it. When someone doesn't love you, instead of questioning your worth, recognize they might not be right for you. Stay authentic rather than changing yourself to earn love. Forgiveness means releasing the chains of past pain. It's not about the person who hurt you, it's about your freedom through acceptance. When pain arrives, welcome it instead of resisting. Resistance only makes pain persist and ultimately control you. Self-forgiveness requires seeing your story through your own eyes and accepting that pain has changed you. Healing isn't about erasing trauma. It remains like an invisible organ pulsing through you, but about accepting its presence without judgment. Emotions are visitors, not permanent residents. Acknowledge them when they arrive, but don't give them permanent space. When negative emotions like shame or guilt appear, welcome them briefly. "I hear you. I understand where you're coming from. Now you can leave." Understanding your conditioning requires empathy, not judgment. Instead of asking, "What's wrong with me?" ask, "What experiences shaped me this way?" Trace your patterns back to understand their origins. The journey home demands clarity, seeing yourself by removing obscuring layers. While many seek clarity through others' perspectives, true clarity comes from looking through your own eyes to reveal your authentic self and values. Picture mirrors reflecting truths you can't hide from. The real tragedy isn't others misunderstanding us, it's losing sight of ourselves. Layers of who we think we should be create a blur of self-doubt, hiding our true nature. To find clarity, try the blank canvas mirror exercise. Visualize your life as a canvas, write down your current situation, question if it truly reflects you, and then imagine what your life would look like if it genuinely reflected your choices. This exercise requires courage to unveil your authentic self beneath societal layers. If something doesn't feel right in a way you can't explain, it probably isn't. Your body is trying to tell you something is off. Trust this inner knowing. When seeking clarity, especially in relationships, we often get lost searching for something that simply isn't there. Step back, distance yourself, and see the bigger picture. Getting too close to the mirror exaggerates minor details through the power of your attention. Stop trying to become the person you were before your pain. That's looking backward instead of forward. When you break, you see all parts of yourself that needed to be seen. Healing isn't about unbreaking, but reconstructing yourself with awareness. Building a home within yourself is a continuous journey of listening, growing, and returning to your authentic center. Listening isn't a separate space, but flows through every room of your inner home, helping you distinguish your true self from other internal voices. Three types of silence exist: what you give others when listening, what you express when wanting to be heard, and what you experience within. This internal silence, the most crucial for self-building, allows you to hear and address all your inner voices, including the negative ones. Your ego speaks in limiting labels and fears, while your authentic self observes these thoughts. By listening to your ego with awareness, you diminish its power. Your authentic voice is strongest, but it becomes unrecognizable when overwhelmed by other voices. Whether your inner home is complete or still under construction, you've taken charge of your healing. Like a caterpillar transforming into a butterfly, you're revealing the beauty that already exists within. Remember, home is your authentic self, not your mind's narratives or past wounds, but your true essence, as steady as the ocean's depths beneath turbulent waves.